The population of older adults is surging, and they are facing an increased risk of depression and anxiety. Rebecca Martinez reports that more mental health professionals are filling a growing need by offering in-home psychotherapy sessions.
The patients who visit social worker Brian Godfrey at the UNC Geriatric Specialty Clinic are going through major life changes. Some are downsizing their homes, or grieving a loved one, or dealing with chronic pain or loss of mobility.
I think it's very reasonable to experience sadness when things change, and in particular when there's loss. But there is that difference between sadness and depression. There's, of course, all the clinical markers, but just in simple terms, if sadness is interfering with your ability to do the things you usually do, then it could be depression. And that's not a normal part of aging.
Interventions such as psychotherapy can help, and Godfrey has a long list of counselors who work with seniors. But, he says, generational and cultural differences make some clients wary of mental health professionals. And then there's the issue of actually getting to their offices.
In particular, the transportation can still be a very common barrier. You're talking about people with mobility impairments a lot of the time. They may also have cognitive impairments, so they can't take a bus. They're not going to find their way.
A growing number of therapists now offer the option of psychotherapy sessions in clients' homes. Anne Marie Socha runs Silver Linings for Seniors. It's a Cary-based business that employs licensed clinical social workers across the Triad, Triangle, and Sandhills who can visit clients' homes nearby.
They would talk then about whatever issues the client would like to talk about. The therapist would help goal set, plan, do an assessment, and help the client feel at ease in talking.
The business works to make the best therapist-patient match. They also take Medicare, insurance, and private payment, but Socha says there's no additional fee for travel. She says home visits can help clients feel more comfortable doing emotional work toward healing and coping.
People start to realize, oh my God, she's not scary. He's not scary. I can talk to this person, and they can make a difference. And that's really what it's about, is making a difference one senior or one family at a time.
Socha says Silver Linings has grown 200% per year for 4 years, and it's not showing any sign of slowing down. Rebecca Martinez, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.